You're welcome back to This Week. Well, this time next week, the 10th President of Ireland should be known. Either the independent TD Catherine Connolly or the former Fine Gael Minister Heather Humphreys will be on the way to the Oris. The latest polls show Heather Humphreys trailing Catherine Connolly by 18 points. But with 5 days to polling, how likely is the picture to change? Well, to look at all this, we're joined now by the political editor of the Irish Independent, Mary Regan, and RTÉ's Raidió na Gaeltacht, the political correspondent, Cún O'Sheridan. Thank you both for coming in to talk to us. Cún, an 18-point gap might be a mountain to climb for Heather Humphreys, but many people are pointing out that in 2011, Michael D. Higgins was trailing Sean Gallagher by 15 points in the final week of that campaign. Do you think Fine Gael can turn this around?
Well, we're not really sure how big the gap really is, because we've had three polls during the main part of the election campaign so far, and they have seen a trend towards Catherine Connolly's lead increasing from 9 points to 11 points to 18 points. But again, that poll was done between the 12th and the 14th of October. That's a few days ago now, and there was a margin of error in that poll as well. Nonetheless, it does look like Catherine Connolly, the independent candidate, has a significant lead over Heather Humphreys. It would need something really huge to turn that around. Something huge did happen in 2011. Sean Gallagher's lead evaporated. But the other thing that helped Michael D. Higgins that time was that there were several counts in that election, and Michael D. Higgins proved to be very transfer friendly. That's not going to happen this time around. It's very unlikely we'll have more than one count on Saturday. And it will be very difficult then for the second place candidate to pick up support as the counts go along.
Mary, what do you make of the week that was in this campaign? Did the tone change? Did we see anything different in the past week?
I think the tone changed in this very studio, actually, this time last week, that particular debate on the This Week programme. The gloves sort of came off, really, in that campaign. And it was clear that Heather Humphreys decided, really, at that point, that she had very little to lose. And what was needed was to focus in on Catherine Connolly's record, the things she's said. And that was inevitable, given the scale of Catherine Connolly's lead, that her record and her views would become the focus. I think it's, in some ways, the campaign is turning out to be quite unsatisfactory for a large swathe of the population. That particular poll we were talking about, there's more than a third of people who either don't know how to vote, will spoil their ballot, or won't vote at all. And then there's a further 5% who want to vote for someone who's not even in this contest. And I think that's really, in some ways, not just because of the narrowness of the field with two people in the race. It's also that large swathes of the ideological spectrum aren't represented. So there is the sort of Maria Steen vote, that more conservative vote that they believe they're not represented. There's also a centre-left vote not really represented, and that's why we're seeing kind of divisions within the Labour Party and the Green Party. So we'll see, you know, when the votes are cast next week, just how low the turnout actually is.
Speaking of people not in the race, it's reported today that six Fianna Fáil TDs are saying that they're still going to vote for Jim Gavin. Do you think there's any significance in that, Cún?
I doubt that's going to be a huge trend in the election. I mean, Fianna Fáil would have to get, Jim Gavin would have to get 12.5% in the first count on Saturday to get the deposit back. I think it's very clear what's happened to Fianna Fáil's campaign in this election. It's done. Campaigning is over. And I doubt that'll mean more than 1% or 2% difference on Saturday. The really interesting thing about this campaign is how issue after issue has come up. And in many ways, the debates have been repeats of themselves. It's almost been like watching tapes of previous performances. And what it has really turned into is a test of personalities and personal qualities. And I think that's reflected also in the Irish Times poll last week. 39% of people saying they wanted a president who would be unafraid to speak out on big issues. 33% a president who would represent the country well abroad. And Catherine Connolly's performance in a lot of debates has tended to be measured, calm, even under strong questioning. Heather Humphreys' decision to go on the attack and not so much to focus actually on what her presidency would be like, apart from a general message about not letting the country down or being pro-European, that may be one of the reasons we're seeing this development in the opinion polls, that okay, the personality of one candidate is beginning to be favoured over the other.
Mary, can I ask you about the poll in yesterday's Irish Times? Micheál Martin seems to be suffering from his backing of Jim Gavin here, but he seems to have weathered the storm within his own political party. Will he continue to do so?
I think a lot of that will depend on how the polls continue to go for Micheál Martin in the months and, in fact, the year ahead. Yes, he did survive the very damaging episode around Jim Gavin, but he has been damaged. And I think what we'll see from this presidential election, like usually the fallout for Dáil politics or party politics is very limited from a presidential campaign. This time around, I think it will be different. We are likely to see a Fianna Fáil party that is very damaged by this, with the fallout of that continuing within Fianna Fáil. And then if Heather Humphreys loses by the margin as suggested in the polls, which might not transpire at all actually on the day, but if she does, there's going to be a fallout within Fine Gael as well. So it could have a destabilising effect on the main two parties of government. And then we'll have to see then how the left sort of work together continuing on from this. So I think the fallout from this election will have ramifications in national politics for some time to come.
Finally, Coon, and briefly if you can, do you think we're facing the lowest ever turnout in a presidential election here, and what about spoiled votes? Will they be playing a part?
Well, the turnout in presidential elections tends to be a bit lower. It was 43% in 2018 when many people felt that election was a foregone conclusion. There is a danger when the polls are the way they are that people feel demotivated to vote. So there is a risk that it'll be a low turnout on Friday.
Okay, Cúna Sheridan, Radio na Gaeltacht, because it's Gaeltacht's political correspondent, and Mary Regan from the Irish Independent. Thank you both for coming into studio to talk to us.